Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My guess is you're going to receive a bigger role in the return game, being that your last game that you did play back there, you did take one back to the house. So get an opportunity to learn from a Pro Bowler in Andre Roberts. What are some of the things that you learned from him that you will try to, keep the torch lit for this season?
He's a great returner. Obviously, he was all pro and everything like that. But he basically taught me, make the right decisions. And that's what McDermott talks about. I learned from Dre, make the right decisions. You can't get to it. Don't stress yourself about it. But more of his decision-making is what I look at the most, because, I can go back there and catch it, but his decision-making is what I learned from him the most. I think that's the big part. That's the biggest part in being a returner.
Excellent. And what are some of the things that you want to see yourself improving your game as well as the offense?
Just make bigger plays. You know what I'm saying? Last year I did a few good things here and there. I just want to, if my role is, extended, and I can make more plays, I'll make more plays there. And also in the return game, keep giving them a good field position and, finish what Dre left off,
Absolutely, man. Glad to have you back in the building and running back.
Appreciate it.
Okay, Isaiah, it's Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. So just to tell us, why did you resign with the Bills? What, if you could tell us a few teams, other teams that were interested, and, could you have maybe gotten a little more money somewhere else?
Obviously I resigned. I'm familiar with the system here. Not here, but in Buffalo. I love my teammates. The whole crew's coming back. Obviously the fan base and things like that. It's so much love in Buffalo. So, why would I leave? There was a few teams, Detroit, the Bears, Arizona call, Washington, Cleveland. It was a few. It was like probably 7 or 8. But money wise, it wasn't for me. It was like, of course, I wanted the money, but I understood what the circumstances we were under this year in the scene. And if everything was even, I told my agent, I said, hey, might as well go back to Buffalo, because I'm already familiar with the system. I like being there anyway. And there's no point of going anywhere else to, start over when, Buffalo has something good going there as well. So.
All right. Thank you. I'll let other people jump in before I do any follow-ups.
Gotcha. Hey, Isaiah, John Warrell with the AP. Just what is it about Buffalo, and what is it? I mean, you've almost been on a year-to-year thing with this, and you keep coming back. What is it that attracts you here, and how have things in your mind, I'm not sure if changed or developed in your mind as to wanting you to stay here?
It's a good question. To be honest, I just like being in Buffalo. Just being there in general, just the atmosphere, just get my mind away from everything else and just play football. And that's what Buffalo allows me to do. And when I'm in that building, I know it's all work. For any professional, they should know it's all work. And for me to go in that building and, feel like it's like a second family to me, going in there and, talking to the guys, everybody gets along with each other, organization, They love each and every player. They look after them. Just, you know, obviously the fan base and thing, it's just so much love in Buffalo. You can't get away from it. And I don't want to be away from it because, like I said before, you know, we have something special going here, going there, and I want to keep it going. I want to be a part of that when it does happen.
And just as my follow-up, I know this might be a tough question to answer, but being part of Dable's offense, might your decision have been a little bit different if Brian wasn't coming back?
to be honest, I have no idea. You know, during the season, but like towards the season, you know, you hear talks about him leaving and things like that. But I had no idea, you know, where I would be. And I don't think it would change my mind at all because, like I said, I like being in Buffalo. But having Dayball with Buffalo, that's even better. And, you know, who knows what happened. You know, he's still here, so I can't really say.
Thanks so much.
What's up, Isaiah? We are really pumped to have you back in Buffalo. I've got to say, I'm looking forward to another season of fun sound bites from you. But you solidified yourself in this Brian Dayball offense this past season. Really, you had 5 receiving touchdowns. I know you had a punt return touchdown, but what do you think you do well in his offense, and what do you think you can excel at even more in this upcoming season, knowing that you're on the team with a lot of great wide receivers in that room?
What I do well in that offense, I mean, I guess it's wherever you put me. You know, sometimes he puts me in motion. Sometimes he put me, I'm at receiver, I'm in the slot, I'm on the outside. I'm doing a lot of things. I feel like I'm versatile. So, I mean, I feel like he trusts me with, you know, certain roles, with every different role he can put me in. And, you know, just being behind those guys and, you know, looking at the Bs and Diggs, now Emmanuel Sanders, those guys, even Gabe, you know, just being behind them and learning from them as well is awesome. But me being versatile and can do a lot of things, you know, whether it's taking the top off, running the jet sweep, getting in the backfield, or even just blocking. You know, I feel like I can do it all, and I feel like he trusts me with that role, being versatile and doing everything. So,
and I know you overlapped with Emmanuel Sanders in Denver. So how do you think he's a good fit just for the wide receiver room in general, and what was it like getting to play with him in Denver?
It was amazing. Obviously he's a great player. But just personality-wise, I knew he would fit. When they signed him, I knew he would fit right in because his personality is just – it's similar. I mean, he's a little older, but I mean, it's kind of the same. You know, it's kind of similar. You know, his personality is contagious. He can't get away from it. So I feel like he'll fit in just fine.
Awesome.
And also playing with him in Denver, sorry. Playing with him in Denver, you know, I just saw – obviously, like I said, I saw a great player. And I learned a lot from him, you know, just him being, you know, coming to Buffalo. It's just, you know, it's just more icing on the cake.
Thanks, Isaiah. Good to see you.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, Isaiah, it's Sal from WGR. Good to see you, man. Good barbecue day here in Buffalo, right? I mean, I know you're La Trela, right? La Trela, that's the name?
La Trela, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, you could say it better than I can. Congratulations on re-signing. You know, you're known as, and we've heard from a lot of players last few years, as a guy that likes to cut it up, joke, you have fun out there in the field, you keep them loose. I mean, how much of that is, goes into, you knowing that, you know, you got to have guys like that on the team and, you know, maybe even calculated sometimes to make sure you're keeping guys loose, basically.
For me, I just want to keep everybody, you know, keep everybody up. Also, I want to be not be a negative person in the locker room. I want to be positive. I want to, you know, keep everybody high, you know, keep spirits high, things like that. And I feel like I did it, you know, in the locker room, I feel like I do a good job of that. You know, I keep people laughing. I talk to people. I mean, there's no animosity in the locker room at all. So I just like keeping that up because, you know, when things go bad, you know, lose a game here and there, or, you know, one player is having a bad week or something like that, I just want to be that guy to come and say, you know, hey, we can pick it up. I'm also going to be a critic, but I'm going to be like, yeah, we can pick it up, you know, and at the same time, stay positive. But I don't know. It's just who I am. So I just like doing it.
After, the season you had last year, finding the end zone as often as you did, there's not a lot of footballs that go around in this offense. I know you can make plays, obviously, but how do you have to reconcile that, knowing that you're in a good spot, but you also have to have limited opportunities?
limited role. Listen, it's, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I understand my role on this team. And, you know, when the ball comes my way, I just got to make a play with it, you know, like I did last year, like you said. If things change and I get, you know, I get more playing time, you know, good for me. You know, hopefully I can do, you know, the best I can to help the team win. But other than that, if my role stays the same and I become the returner, I just got to make more plays as a returner. And then whatever role I have on offense, I got to make the best of, you know, best of that. And that's what I'm gonna keep doing. I can't really say much about it because I don't know what's gonna happen, you know, during the season. But I know when the time comes and my opportunity comes, I'll take advantage of it.
Thanks and congrats again, man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Isaiah, you know, you mentioned quite a few teams called to check in on you. What was the free agent process like, especially coming from, you know, being a waiver claim on this team a couple of years ago to then having, you know, seven or eight teams kind of, you know, calling and jockeying for your services?
That was pretty cool. You know, this is my first time going through that process, but it was pretty cool, you know, just see like, you know, teams are interested in me. You know, I don't know how interested they were, but you know what I'm saying? It's the fact that they called and, you know, asked about me, it was pretty cool. But, you know, I took it with a grain of salt. You know, I knew where I wanted to be. And I just, you know, I just had to go through the process, wanted to go through the process and see how, you know, how things worked, where I was, what's my worth and things like that. Just, you know, figuring things out, you know, so when the next time, when it comes around the next time, I know what I'm doing and I know, you know, what I want out of it. But, you know, I'm where I want to be in Buffalo, so I'm happy.
Did you worry at any point that you wouldn't be back in Buffalo? I mean, it's a little unpredictable, I guess, how all this goes and, you know, it goes on for like a week and then you never know what's going to happen. Did you have any of those worries?
Of course, I had doubts. I had, you know, I was like, man, if I don't go back to Buffalo, I had to start over. You know what I'm saying? And no telling how other teams would be. And I know with Buffalo, I know what I have. If I went anywhere else, I'd be walking, you know, coming in blindly. And I didn't really want that. And what we have in Buffalo, I didn't want to miss out on that as well. You know, we have something special there. So I just wanted, you know, but like I said, I wanted to take my time before I did anything. But Buffalo is where I wanted to be.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Okay, Isaiah, thanks for your time here. Just to check a couple of things. I know you did kickoff returns as well in 2018, your first year here. Do you hope to win the kickoff duty as well as the punt return duty?
I'm hoping to win it all. You know, we win it all. Punt return, kick return, and you know, get a bigger role on offense. You know what I'm saying, I'm assigned back to play ball, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, and wherever they put me, that's what I'm going to be. And that's what I want to excel at everything I do. So I'm planning on winning it all.
And then you touched on Emmanuel Sanders, but I mean, having played with him, just what do you think about him as a player? What is he? What makes him good?
He's a dog. He's gritty. He gets it done no matter what. He catches the ball. He can take the top off. He can run routes. Everything you ask him to do. You know, like I said, his personality is, you know, it's amazing. I mean, he won't be a, you know, he won't be a cancer at all. He's going to get the job done. You know, just watching him, you know, and from when I was there, you know, I saw a great football player and a great guy. You know, so other than that, I can't really speak on, you know, a lot because, you know, saying he's done. He's shown everybody what he can do, so.
And then last real quick, Beasley, working with Beasley again, you know, do you feel that's, again, another way to help make you better?
Beas is my guy. I love Beas. My favorite player after Matt Milano. But, like I said, as much as I can't say much, Beas is put it on the field.
Right.
But, being, you know, being back and being with Beas, that's amazing. You know, he's taught me so much over, you know, over the past 2 years. And I'm glad I get to come back and keep learning from him. So, you know, that's what I can't say much. Like I said, he's put it on the field. He's a great player. He's a great guy. I can't wait to get back.
Thank you.
Hey, Isaiah. This is Kim Jones from NFL Network. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. I can.
I said this morning on Good Morning Football that I think we have to start to understand that Buffalo is becoming a destination where players want to be. And I just wonder – you just mentioned Matt Milano.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's an inside joke between the two of you, but like when you say he's your favorite player, like what's behind that? Cause I know it's a good thing because you're smiling.
Yeah. So when I first got there, when they came out waivers, And I watched Matt. I think Matt had like 5 takeaways in 2018. I think I don't remember, but I seen him. He's a baller. That's why I like him. And then I watched him against the Patriots when he played. When we played the Patriots, and he would go against James White, and I felt like that was like great competition. And like I just like the way he makes open field tackles. You know, that's pretty hard. You know, in the NFL. And just his motor, you know what I'm saying? He makes plays. I like guys that make plays. And it's not an inside joke. He's my favorite player.
Okay, I got you. He's my favorite player. I respect that. Can I ask you about you? Because I'm under the impression, were you Lamar in practice? And did you help the team get ready for some of the more mobile, shifty quarterbacks this season?
Yes. I was Lamar Jackson the whole practice, actually.
How much pride do you take in that? Because we don't see what you're doing, but it strikes me that it's absolutely vital that you do that job and do it very well for your defense to then have a proper look going into those games. I respect the heck out of guys who do that stuff.
I love doing it. You know, when I get the chance to go out back there at quarterback and show off my arm and my legs, you know what I'm saying? So, going back there and helping the team the best way I can, you know, I love doing it. I talk a little smack here and there, you know, when I make big plays, mm-hmm. the defense. But it's something I enjoy doing, and I will continue to do it, you know, for every mobile quarterback we play. And just, you know, being back there and just, you know, helping the defense, giving them great looks, you know, using my speed, using my arm, just any which way I can, I'm going to do it. You know, I was Kyler Murray during the season as well. I mean, during the season for that game. And, you know, we came up short. Oh, man. But, I mean, it helped the defense, you know, try to contain, you know, both guys, Lamar and Kyler. We did a great job in the playoffs. So,
if I can be obnoxious and slip in one more, I apologize to the group. when I mentioned Buffalo is becoming a destination, you kind of gave me one of those great smiles of yours. But it really is, right? I mean, you know what players talk about. You know what players value. It does seem like it has established itself as a city you want to play in for many reasons.
From the guys outside looking in, you know, we would say, oh, it's just Buffalo. You know, there's nothing there. And people, you know, obviously looks at the atmosphere, the weather, but they don't think about what's inside the building, you know, and inside the locker room. We have great guys in the locker room, organization. You look after the guys. And, you know, for the guys that are there, they know the deal. And that's why they want to be there, you know, guys like myself. But other than that, you can't really explain to the guys from outside looking in, because they wouldn't understand, you know, they wouldn't understand the family we have inside. It's just like, you know, a family indoors, you know, you wouldn't understand when the doors closed.
Yep.
But if the doors ever opened up, you know, you would understand that, you know, but we decided to keep it in house because it's helping us win games. It's helping us, you know, mess with each other and, you know, mm-hmm. excel. So, yeah.
You're awesome. I appreciate you. Thank you, Isaiah.
No problem.
Hi, Isaiah. I've got one more. I know you're in Florida. I know a lot of guys hang out in Florida in the off season. Have you started to train with anybody? I know you said last night that you were going to work with our new punter, Matt Hawk. So just any info on that, if you're going to meet up with him, if you've started to meet up with any other guys that are in Florida.
I haven't met, you know, with any other guys, but I'm Matt Hawk. It's the first guy I'm meeting with. We have some things to talk about because of week 17. we're actually working out tomorrow, which is Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah. We're working out tomorrow. After my workout, he's going to come punch me. We're going to have, you know, chop it up, probably go eat lunch, you know, just, you know, catch up. And I'll catch up with the other guys when I can, like Diggs. You can never catch up with him. He's like everywhere, you know. Other than that, Deion Dawkins is here, I think. You know, I'll catch up with him. We'll probably go paintballing or something, you know, or go eat. But other than that, I mean, eventually I'll catch up with the guys that are here. But yeah, all the other guys I FaceTime with, like Bees, and I FaceTime with them yesterday. But yeah, eventually I'll start catching up with those guys. You know, I got to get them back in that mode.
Cool. Good to know. Thanks, Isaiah.
No problem.
Hey, Isaiah, one more. I appreciate this opportunity right now, but continuity and familiarity. It's more valuable than money at times. What are your thoughts on that?
It is. Just when you said that, it's crazy. It's more valuable than money, right? So I was just speaking on Buffalo and myself, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't, for me, it kind of didn't matter like how much money they gave me. You know, it was about like, I like being there. I like the system. I like the people. I like the organization. You know what I'm saying? It's, of course, you know, don't get me wrong. It would be nice to have money. Don't get me wrong. It'd be nice. But, you know what I'm saying? And under the circumstances we're in right now, for me, money didn't matter. I wanted to be in Buffalo regardless. If we getting paid in candy, it'd be even better. I'll stay in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't be that hard. It wouldn't be that hard for me. If we were getting paid in candy, I'd be like, hey, I'll stay here for the rest of my life if I can, you know? And, you know, unfortunately, there's a business side of it. But, you know, for me, you know, like I said, I got so much love for Buffalo, you know, organization, the players, the fans. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And, you know, hopefully I continue to be here for the rest of my career. But if not, well, they, you know, they'll always have a place in my heart no matter what. But I'm here now, so, and I plan on being here for a while.